Good evening. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
KA2ZNZ. Hi, Jeff.
KA2VLA.
K2AAC, Art in Atomic Tonawanda, New York.
Okay, I got N2PFM, K2ZNZ, K2VLA, and K2AAC. Okay, we'll start at the top of the list here. N2PFM, George, good evening. What's going on?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everyone else on the net. I got to try to get a different fellow in here today to help with the woodland. I told the other guy got arrested, so going to be away for a while from what I understand. And I got a temperature of 61 degrees. Temperature range today, it was 47 to 77. It did feel kind of more summery than it had been. And for today's golden nugget, I have here, firearms stand next in importance to the Constitution itself. The very atmosphere of firearms anywhere restrains evil interference. They deserve a place of honor with all that's good. And before anyone criticizes that, that was from our founding father himself, George Washington. So that's the golden nugget for today, and I say hello to you, to Jack and Clint and everybody else that's there. That'll say 73, that's 2 PFM clear.
Okay, George, well, you caught me off guard again. I didn't come prepared. I've been busy all day today. And didn't come prepared with a nugget of my own tonight. So I'll have to think that one over and try to remember to have one here. But, you know, you've been inconsistent in being on the net, so I haven't been prepping them. Okay, we'll catch up with you later, George. KD2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, things are kind of peaceful and quiet down here tonight. We had a beautiful day today. Simply gorgeous. We had a high, official high at my location of 79.1. And we're at 63.7 at the moment. So it's starting to warm up. And of course, I'm still waiting for rain because I planted grass and I'm not about to water it. My neighbor's out there watering like crazy, two or three times a day. And I mean, my thought is nature will take care of it sooner or later. But looks like we got some nice weather coming up in the next week or so. So we'll catch everybody later. And again, hello to George and Clint there as well. And of course, you too, Jeff. 73 is all around. KA2000.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, same to you and Carol. I don't know. I walked past my thermometer at one point today. The digital thermometer said 81.1. It was warm here. It was beautiful. I gotta tell you, it was a great day. Went down to the park with the kids and everything, and it was just a beautiful day. All right. Well, thanks for checking in, Jack, and we'll catch up with you later. Sorry I haven't been able to make a lot of the octans here, but it's right after I get done the net. These last few days, it's like off to either work or bed, so. All right, we'll catch up with you later. K2VLA, Clint, good evening. What's up?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA, where it's been a nice day all day. Basically, I spent about 3 hours spading the garden. We used to run a rototiller through, and we had a large garden, but we've kind of down to about 10 foot. So I take the old-fashioned spade and dig her up. And we get the flowers and get them planted in a couple weeks. So that's about the way I spent the day. you'll see 73's KD2AID. This is KD2VLA. Clear and listen now.
Okay, you going up to camp this weekend?
I think we will. I haven't heard from Mark in a day or two, so I imagine we'll plan on something.
Okay, roger that. Yeah, I figured the Hayes will be up there one of these weekends here. They usually get up there and do their spring cleaning, but, well, we'll be up there. Me and my brother will be up there all weekend, so we're going to be doing a bunch of work. So maybe we'll see you up there. All right, Clint, have a good night. K2AAC, I believe you said your name was Art, in Tonawanda on Echolink. Good evening. What's going on tonight?
This is K2AAC. Good evening, Jeff, and everybody else on the net. Recovering from my tooth had to be re-pulled today, so, and they had to get stitches in there, so I'm recovering for that. Of course, you can't eat nothing solid, so, and nothing hot, so, but not too bad. It got warm here today. I think it hit around 79, 80 at the most. Tomorrow morning's be fishing day, so hopefully I catch something. I caught one fish the other day when I went, and two broke off on a crankbait. So, yeah, I want to know where your nets are located. I never heard of that location. Are you in what county are you, and what big city are you near? If you would come back with that, I'd be appreciative. And I will say 73s to you and everybody else on the net. I just want to know where the location of this is and what county.
Okay, yeah, we're located in Oneida County, in the town of Boonville. The repeater is located on Jackson Hill. And the closest city we are to, well, would either be Rome or Utica, depending on your point of view, and or Loudville. We're right in that area. And it's a place that if you ever went snowmobiling, I'm sure you've heard of Boonville before. Let's just put it that way. What are you fishing for down there?
K2AAC returning. I love the bass fishing, but usually I go to one pond, and I know most of the time in there is bass. But if you go to this other one, it's a creek, we usually get everything, catfish, everything. But I usually go, well, tomorrow I'll be going by myself, but I usually go with my oldest son, and he loves the bass fishing, so do I. We've been doing it for about 4 years now. I couldn't get them interested when they were little there, Jeff, but since they got older, they got me interested in it. And being retired, I can go whenever I want, so there you go. Thanks for that information. I was kind of wondering where it was. I never heard of that town, so you probably never heard of my town either, so we're in the same boat. I'll send it back to Net Control. You have yourself a great evening, and thanks for picking me up. This is Kilo 2 Alpha Alpha Charlie. Back to Net Control.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of Tonawanda before. I used to drive truck for years, so I had to, got to see a lot of different places. So, yep, heard of it. You're out there, Buffalo, somewhere out that way. But, yeah, I know that goes with the fishing. And we love to do it here. I did some bullhead fishing here earlier this week, and the trout weren't biting wherever I was going, but we're hoping to do some trout fishing this weekend and see if that's changed. Thanks for checking in there, Art. We're here every night at 9 o'clock. Feel free to come back and check in whenever you like. All right, I see that's the last person on the list, so we're going to put out another call. This is KD2, AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
Good evening, WA2U, Whiskey Alpha 2 Uniform. Just wanted to check in and say hi. John from Clay, New York.
WA2U, John, good evening. Yep, we remember you. You're coming in loud and clear. What's up tonight?
Oh, not much, Kathy. KT2X and I had a great day today out in the yard doing some yard chores, and can hardly wait to get up to our camp at the northeast of Hankley Reservoir. So we're looking forward to get up on the northeast end of the lake there, and looking forward to it. So I'll turn it back over to you. I don't know how noisy I am, but just wanted to pop it and say hi. I had a great day down here. We're not too far from JFK 27. WA2, 73 to all.
Okay, John, yeah, I don't blame you. It's gonna, if you're going up there this weekend, you're going to have a good one. And it's warming up quick, so you want to get up there before any of the bugs catch up with us. You know that's what I'm thinking about when I go to my camp there, that I want to get up there and have some fun before the black flies want to do the same thing. All right, take care. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2, AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KC2NBU.
KC2MBU, hey, good evening. What's going on up at the hill tonight?
We got 61 degrees, and the crickets are out. I just pulled in 5 minutes ago with the Veggie Mobile. I just got back from the auto auction out in Rochester. We got 3 of them this week.
You know, do you take, because I just was thinking about this, when you mentioned the Veggie Mobile, I have a deep fryer here that every once in a while we have to throw that out the oil. You want me to save that for you? It's not a lot. It's like maybe, I don't know, maybe a gallon, I guess, altogether.
Sure. It'll give me 22 miles down the road in the tow truck, or 43 miles down the road in the little Volkswagen. But, yeah, we'll put it to use.
All right, we don't empty it all that often, about maybe 4 or 5 times a year. We don't use it a lot, you know, but when we do, it's usually for a party or somewhere when we have a bunch of people over. We might fry some chicken up or french fries or something like that. But I'll keep that in mind, because we just usually just dump it out in the woods. So, I'll send it on to you. All right, Ray. Thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, as for myself, I worked a little bit today, but I did most of my work last night, and so we kind of putted around here around the house, and I slept in because I worked late, and me and my brother and my daughter, we went down to the park for a while and let her play on the swings, and then we took a nice long walk on the towpath. It's a beautiful night, not a bug in the sky, and it's just this is the perfect time of year. And all right, that's about it. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net and turn this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank George, Jack, Clint, Art, John, and Ray for checking in tonight, and say 73 to anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2 AIT, clear.
KB2KOJ for Octan, the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Do we have any stations with or without traffic?
KC2NBU, good evening. No traffic.
KC2NBU, thank you for checking in. And NBU, I think I've asked you before, what is your first name again?
KC2NBU. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, what is your first name again? I think I might have asked you before, but I can't keep names, Jay. What is your first name?
It's Ray.
Okay, Ray. We got you. And thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else rock up? This is KB2KOJ for Octon.
This is KB2KOJ for Octon. I'll make this the final call. 4 stations, with or without traffic.
Okay, nothing else heard. Ray, 73. Thanks for checking in, and we'll hopefully catch you tomorrow night. KB2KOJ, Claire.